you don't have to move it. Don't think I'm trying.
Here, it's over.
You don't have to even face it as a matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your full name?
Juventino. Juventino. Martinez.
And what's your mail address? Your address here on the street?
It's just Glen Street. We don't have a number on this house yet. They have. I have post office box.
And the town, now you tell me that you weren't born here, you were born...
I was born in San Ignacio, that's next town, about 15 miles north of here, north.
And when did you move here?
I was born, I think, in 1908, I think. To the old town of Zapata. It's underwater now.
So that was, did you call that old Zapata, or did you call it just...
Zapata, we just call it Zapata.
And what about this town? Do you call it New Zapata, or you just call it...
Well, we just call it Zapata, or some people, they call it New Zapata, but we just call it Zapata.
What's your age now, sir?
How's it?
Your age now.
71.
And tell me about the old Zapata and the new Zapata, how it's changed there.
Well, there's a lot of change between the old town and this new town. Because in the old town, we didn't have any very much people coming into the town like we do have here, you know, a lot of people from the north. You can see all those trailer houses and campers and park all around town. And we have new additions to this. We have the Medina addition, the Lakeshore addition, we have the Black Bass addition, the Siesta Shores addition.
What are they?
There's new addition. The people that just divided, they bought the land and they just divided in lots, and they've been selling lots to the outside, most outside people.
So is Zapata now bigger than it was?
Oh, it's more than double.
What's the population of the town?
I really don't know, because it must be close to 2,000.
About 2,000?
I think so.
Well, the county has about 5,000.
About 5,000.
So where do the rest of the people live?
The rest of the people, they live in San Ignacio. Then we have two big villages, two Lopeños. They are the number one and number two, and then one Falcon. And we have the Bustamante. And many people live around the ranches, and they own the ranch, and they live at their own ranch.
Did you ever live on one of the ranches?
Yes, we lived at my father's ranch for about 5-6 years, I think.
Well, I guess you worked on the ranch then.
Yeah, I used to work in the ranch. Yeah.
What do you do now?
I am retired.
What did you do before you retired?
I used to work in the county clerk's office. I was a typist. And then I went to work for the Texas Livestock Commission.
What did they do?
We used to eradicate ticks. We used to dip cattle.
Well, did you work on the ranches then?
Yeah, I used to go to every ranch.
All over?
All over the county, but we were about 8 or 10 inspectors. We call it tick inspector, we used to call it.
What's your religion, sir?
I'm a Catholic.